She says she's a bit of a late bloomer, just now releasing her first solo album after 35 years with one of the most successful duos in music. So successful that Rolling Stone magazine called the Indigo Girls ideal duet partners. 16 studio albums, Grammy nominations and wins, an exhausting schedule of political activism, including a performance at this year's Women's March, marriage, motherhood, a restaurant ownership. These things have kept Emily Salyers just a little bit busy. I'm Elaine Deal for Around Cincinnati. It's my great pleasure to say hello to Emily, calling in advance of the Four Voices tour, which plays Kettering, Ohio's Fraze Pavilion on June 8th. Hello, Emily.
Hi, Elaine. I'm happy to be talking with you.
Thanks for taking the time. Let's just jump right in. Clearly, you and your longtime musical partner, Amy Ray, the other Indigo Girl, are two of the Four Voices. Who are the other two?
Mary Chapin Carpenter and the one and only Joan Baez.
Oh, my. What brought the four of you together?
We've been friends for a long time. I think our paths just crossed because of mutual musical interests and commitment to different issues. And we actually played the Newport Folk Festival together as Four Voices many, many years ago. We were kind of regulars at that festival. And then we just decided to do an incarnation of that tour all these years later. We were just with Joan. She got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she asked me and Amy and Chapin to come and sing with her. So we're reunited and really, really excited about this tour.
Everybody is so busy, and this is a fairly limited tour, just about a month. And for you, it's squeezed in between Indigo Girls' work and your solo record. So talk about that a little bit, your first solo album.
Well, it's really exciting for me. It was a long time coming for different reasons. One is that the music that Amy and I made together always sort of satisfied every little want for what I wanted to create. And then I found myself wanting to branch out a bit musically, focus more on rhythmic-centered music. I'm very, very influenced and inspired by African-American soul, R&B, and rap music. So I wanted to create sort of a hybrid album with those influences present in the music. And that's not something that Amy and I really do a lot, if any, together. And so I recorded it. Lyris Hung, who's a great violinist, she plays with us. She's from New York, and she produced the record, and we made it in New York, and we found a French engineer to mix it. And then it was finished at the beginning of the year. Now we're working on the artwork, and I'll definitely start my solo touring October of this fall.
And you're self-funding this project?
It was funded by, thank the good Lord, Pledge Music. Pledge Music is a crowdfunding organization, and they do music only, whereas like Kickstarter does all kinds of different projects. Pledge Music does just music. And so the album was funded by pledgers who pre-ordered the record and then also ordered different things that they might like a t-shirt or the vinyl or demos, unreleased demos or various things. So without the pledgers and the Pledge Music campaign, I certainly couldn't have made this particular record.
Is it liberating or scary or both to not be coming out on a major label with this first solo record?
It's definitely liberating to not be on a major label. I don't think there's anything a major label could do for me or do for me and Amy at this point in our career. We're pretty well entrenched with good relationships across the board as far as promoters. We have the same agent, the same management. We're pretty knowledgeable now about how to book and get tours going. And now with social media, that's just like, I mean, it's been a big learning curve for me, but I'm actually enjoying that communication with potential listeners in a way that I never thought I would. So I'm only scared because, you know, I'm on my own. I'll be doing this first solo tour. So I think naturally that's a bit daunting, but, you know, Amy has like 6 solo records out. She's been doing the solo thing on the side for years, and I'm more excited than I am nervous and really grateful.
And before you do the solo tour, there's this little thing called Four Voices that's coming to town on the 8th of June. My guest is Emily Salyers with the Indigo Girls. You and Amy have never shied away from a political challenge or controversy, and now you're on tour with sort of the woman who started that all, Joan Baez. Was she a bit of a role model for you growing up?
There's absolutely no doubt. She is, we call her our matriarch. And she has been so inspiring, her politics, her activism, her voice for justice, and her speech at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, I was riveted by it. She's a woman who was saying the same things that still hold true all these years later, and never veered from her course. So we love Joan as a person too. She's smart and funny and humble, you know, for such a legend. And then Chapin is just, she's kind of quiet, super edgy, witty, and a great person. And we're all of a like mind politically. And then I just think we all love Harmony so much. Chapin will do a couple songs of her own. Amy and I will do a couple songs our own, and Joan will of hers. But then the rest of the set is going to be four-part Harmony. So we're really looking forward to just the musical experience alone with our good old friends. But this is a special tour for us. It may not happen again. You know, Joan is, sometimes she talks about retiring. I can't see it happening, but I think it's a special moment in time. I think we're all particularly concerned with political and social issues that are going on in our country and even across the world. And so I think it's going to be a very powerful combination, at least for us, about the things we're concerned with and how we're going to speak to them through music and harmony.
How do you go about choosing the songs to perform? Will you have one set? Are you going to switch stuff in and out throughout the tour?
We'll switch stuff in and out. We have 2 days to rehearse and a day of production. And so everybody's busy. We can't even get a conference call scheduled. Joan's working on a new record. Chapin's in the UK. Amy and I are on tour. I'm working on my solo record. Amy has a kid and I have a kid, so we're like, we're crazy busy. But we are going to put together a list of songs and then we'll sort of rotate them in and out. But there will be a handful of songs that most likely we'll do every night. And some of the songs will be songs that we're already familiar with. And then there'll be a couple where we'll be really practicing like hard to make sure that we cement the four-part harmonies to make the songs as beautiful as they can be. And each person gets to choose her own group of songs. And so Amy and I have chosen some, and Chapin and Joan, and then we'll get together and learn them all.
You mentioned that you and Amy both have young children. Now, does that color your sort of your hearing or your rehearing of some of your older material now?
Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, it recolors everything, truly. It's changed our lives, and we wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. And we didn't want to come right out and just write an album of children's songs or anything like that, or we're not particularly writing about the experience of being a parent, but everything is seen through the lens of, I think, the protection and beauty of children and what they teach us and how they keep us in the present. And it's also a great lesson, and they come into the world who they are for the most part. And our job is to give them appropriate boundaries, but mostly to just let them flourish and to support their paths in life. And so it's an excellent lesson in letting go.
And you love collaborations. I can only imagine Joan Baez being at the top of that list. Anybody else on your wish list you'd still like to collaborate with?
I'd love to collaborate with someone like Stevie Wonder. He's such a genius. That would be a dream. I'd love to have Miranda Lambert sing one of my songs. I love her voice so much. There are just so many artists who we haven't worked with yet, but we've been fortunate enough over the years to work with amazing artists, open for people like the Grateful Dead, and tour with Neil Young, and do Lilith Fair that had so many of my musical heroes on that stage night after night. So it's been a very rewarding experience as far as collaborations go, but I put Stevie Wonder at the top of the list.
I've been talking with multi-instrumentalist, singer, writer, activist, mother, business owner Emily Sulliers, an artist who seems completely disinterested in slowing down any at all, as half of the Indigo Girls, and now a solo artist with her own new album on the horizon. Emily has an army of dedicated fans, and she's a rock star who's the real deal, using her position of influence to affect positive change in the world with style and energy and a huge wide smile on stage. Emily will be on stage at the Fraze Pavilion in Kettering, Ohio, along with Amy Ray, Joan Baez, and Mary Chapin Carpenter. Four Voices Tour coming to town to play the Fraze on June the 8th. Emily, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for your time, and I hope people will come out to the show. It's going to be a very special night, I'm sure of that.
You can find more information on the Four Voices Tour, Emily's solo shows, her new record, and Indigo Girls material, of course, through our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.
Pretend there's more than love that matters.